Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Busted Open Podcast. It's with great sorrow that we will talk on the podcast today about somebody we lost just yesterday at the age of 38, Jay Briscoe. Myself, Tommy Dreamer, and Mickey James will share stories, moments, not only of the career, but the life of Jay Briscoe. And we'll do it also with two very special guests. Kerry Silken, former owner of Ring of Honor, will join us on the podcast today. And our very own Bully Ray will join us as well as we remember the life, the career of friend, father, brother, and husband, Jay Briscoe.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, and cold-press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store, Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code busted50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Tommy Dreamer, Mickey James, and 10 Bell salute for someone we lost yesterday evening, Jay Briscoe, at the age of 38. And man, this is going to be a tough show to do today. And let me welcome him, my co-host for today, obviously Tommy and Mickey. And Tommy and Mickey, this is going to be a tough one. A 38-year-old man, family, two daughters in the car. Wife posted early this morning that one is stable. The other one is going in for surgery. So our prayers and thoughts are with the family right now. But Tommy and Mickey, and Tommy, I'll start with you first. This is going to be a tough 3 hours to do this morning.
Yes, it's really hard to try to make sense of things like this. And I see so many people hurting right now, from fans to coworkers, you know, loved ones. And it really starts making you question a lot of things. Then you get to the other part of it with his daughters. And, you know, last night was surreal for a lot of us, and everyone's just getting more information. And, you know, it's just, you have to wait and see. But obviously, yes, his wife had put out there on Facebook that she's asking for prayer. And she lost her husband, and she's got two daughters that, you know, need attention, and plus her son, and plus her, and her, you know, the whole Briscoe family. So I ask that people, you know, if you don't believe in prayer, you know, maybe just send positive energy or vibes to their family, because life is very, very fragile, and it changed in an instant, and it changed in an instant for someone that we all really, really care about.
And Mickey, we're all, you know, parents here too. And, you know, the first thing you think of is, you know, just the family and what they're going through. And, you know, Mickey, and I know before even becoming a host, you're somebody that's, you know, listened to the show as a guest on the show. Unfortunately, you know, in April, it's going to be 14 years that this show has been on the air. There's been so many shows like this where we've talked about a wrestler who has passed, or somebody that was involved in the business who has passed. But usually it was a celebration of a career. And usually it was somebody that, you know, had a long career, had a long life. And we wanted to take the time to celebrate that. You know, I don't know how to do a show like this, but somebody was so young in the prime of their life, somebody who's a father whose family is depending. I mean, I really don't know how to tackle today's show. This is a tough one.
It's a really tough one. Yeah, it's really tough. I even wasn't for sure if I was going to do the show today, because it's just really difficult. And like you said, I mean, Jay was so young. I think people forget how young he was. I mean, 38 is so young, and he has had a long career, but at the same time, he's still in his prime and had so much more to do. And I'm just thinking about his wife and his family, his brother. Mark. I mean, I can't, I just can't imagine. I'm like, honestly, I'm going back to when I lost my brother at Thanksgiving, and I was immediately like, it just, everything can change in an instant, yep. like you said, you know, and right now all we can do is like put all of our love and our prayers to his daughter who is going in for surgery, and pray that she gets through okay, and his wife, because, you know, it's a lonely road, and I'm sure she's going to have, you know, support system around her, but it's not the same as, you know, losing your soulmate. Like, it's just heavy. It's yeah. really heavy, and I'm just sad. And I think the wrestling world is sad, you know, because I can't even go on social media. You know, you're flooded with it, and it was just, I was in shock.
And Jay and his brother, but even more so Jay, I think he might have been on this show probably more than anybody throughout the length of the history of this show. And you're so right. Like, you know, 38, that kind of hit me too, because he's been involved in pro wrestling for so long. He wrestled on the first ever Ring of Honor show, and that was, you know, over 21 years ago. So he was so young when he started, and, you know, you'll, and it's hard. It's even hard for me to talk about his career, because, like, right now, championships and accomplishments in wrestling really doesn't mean anything when you talk about life and talk about family. And the one thing I noticed in all the interviews that we did with him and his brother was how important family was to them and how important their kids were to them. And, you know, this accident happened, I believe they were, you know, coming back from cheerleading practice. And, you know, Tommy mentioned his wife's Facebook, where she posted, you know, about prayers and thoughts for their daughters. Like, earlier that day, there was pictures of them at cheerleading practice. And it hit me when you were talking about your brother, like how quickly life can change, like in an instant. You know, like one minute you're happy and you're smiling and you're going through celebrations, and then the next moment, everything can change, and your whole life can go in a completely different direction. And that's what we're dealing with now with Jay Briscoe. And Tommy, this is a tough one, because I do want to celebrate his life. You know, it is a sad day, but, you know, Kerry Silkin from Ring of Honor, former owner of Ring of Honor, is going to join us later on in the show. And he has stories about Jay, because I think we need to, our fans need to know the other side of Jay Briscoe, not just the one that they saw on TV or in the ring, but what a good person he was outside the ring. And hopefully we can get that across to our fans this morning.
Yeah. Well, I've known Jay since he was a kid, as a fan, and he had told me the times that I had met him. And then, you know, of course, this is in ECW. And then I remember the first time meeting him as a wrestler. He was just training, and he would come to a lot of indie events, and for him and his brother. And I looked at them, and I was just like, they had, you know, just the shaved heads and wore these really bad looking singlets that were too big for him. And, but, you know, always was, people were pushing for them. And then thankfully Ring of Honor happened for them. And they became household names for their amazing work. And then what they morphed into. I remember there was a time when I tried really, really hard to get them hired in WWE, and at the time WWE passed on them. And, you know, I'm kind of glad that they did, because of their body of work that they did in Ring of Honor. And then look at, like, they were the hottest act recently. I mean, they worked everywhere, and they were working after Ring of Honor went away. During that period, the Briscoes were just in such high demand, you know, and they were always crushed it. The last time I seen them or Jay was at the, I think it was November. It was right after, it was actually after WrestleCade. They did the Ricky Morton's last match. And it was just always cool seeing them. And I have a lot of fun stories and talking to them, but yes, about their kids. And, but I mean, Jay just had it, you know, his look, his body, his charisma, His eyes were so piercing in his promos, and his promos were the realest promos I've ever seen since New Jack. And it was just him. And like, I put it out there on social media. Whenever I would see them, I'd be like, I love me some Briscoes, cause I do. And just like they always had a smile on their face when they wrestle. They make such goofy faces. The Jay Drilla was, you know, became an iconic wrestling move. It could go on and on. I'm upset with myself because on Monday, I went grocery shopping with my mother, and the lines were long, and I was in the grocery store almost 3 hours, and my mother was complaining about the price of eggs. And eggs, if I don't know if people know this, but there's a massive egg issue going on in the world, and eggs there have really, really jumped up. Buffets are now not serving eggs because of the cost. And I was going to text him, and I didn't. And I'm pissed that I never did. But he had told me the whole process, him and his brother, as you know, chicken farmers. And he was like, I don't get in on, we just do the chickens, but my brother's just getting in on the eggs. And I was going to text him, you really missed out on your lottery ticket for the eggs because of, again, how much eggs are up. But man, the conversation that I had with him about chickens and eggs was such different conversation from a kid from New York, and how he, who was a fan of mine, is educating me about their hard work and what they do, life on a farm. I mean, Mickey knows it, but this is also life on a farm to help, you know, your family and, you know, do the things that you do up so early. I mean, Dave, we've talked to them so many times when we thank them for coming on so early, and they're like, shit, we've been up since, you know?
Yeah.
And I seen so many different people post different memories of him. And again, like I said, I hate that so many people are so sad. But like, he was just real. And I remember, like, after every Impact show, I'd be driving and I'd be seeing him and his brother walking. And I'd be like, you guys need a ride? And like, nah, we're good. Or like, the last time I saw them, we were actually where we're going to be headed this weekend. And they were just hanging out, drinking beers at the 7-Eleven. And I was just like, you guys want a ride? And like, no, we're just hanging out with the fans. And I was just like, you guys are awesome. I love me some Briscoes. And that was just them. And like I said, this is really, really hard. I created or formed a bond with them through Bubba when we worked together in Ring of Honor. And, you know, it's different as a competitor. It's different once when you know people, you know, but when you get in the ring and you work with them, and it's a whole other aspect of your paths that cross. Because if you really think about it, you know, your life is in the other person's hand, and you trust them with your life, and in return you do the same. And when you have matches or I mean, we went to war with them at the Hammerstein, and it was one of my favorite matches. But just even like all the build up to it, and you know, even his brother would be like, I can't believe we're working with Tommy Dreamer and Bully Ray in the Hammerstein. And it's just like, you know, these are just moments that are going to stay with me. And like Mickey said, you know, there's a whole family in it, and his brother, man. I mean, they were as close as you can say brothers are. I mean, a lot of people thought they were twins. They're almost a year apart exactly. And it fucking sucks, man. And again, I hate that so many people that I love are so upset. And just kind of knowing him, he would hate it as well. So I mean, this is kind of how we celebrate his life and his career. And then just like I ask people, please, like, I believe in prayer too. I've seen it work firsthand. And you know, his wife said he would want you to do this. So just take a moment whenever we go to commercial break or whatever you do, and just say a quick prayer for, you know, his family, because they need it.
Yeah, this is going to be one of, if not the toughest show we've ever done here. Jay Briscoe passing away yesterday evening at the age of 38 in a car accident. His wife is posting on Facebook to please pray for their two daughters, especially one, Gracie, who's going in for surgery this morning. So obviously our prayers and thoughts are with the family, and we're going to do our best to try to navigate through this, you know, try to remember, you know, Jay Briscoe as much as we possibly can this morning in the best way that we can. And we're going to do it together, you know, with the Busted Open Nation. Anybody who wants to call in to share thoughts, you're more than welcome to. 877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93. We're going to try to get some, you know, friends to come on to talk about it as well. But it's tough because this is an ongoing fight with the family. When, you know, you have a daughter that's going in for surgery from this car accident, this isn't one of those normal tribute shows where it's like we're going to celebrate the life and career, because this is a battle that's going on this morning as well. So this is going to be tough, but we're going to do our best.
NFL fans, right now on the SXM app, hear in-depth coverage of your team with the Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. It's all the analysis, all the breakdowns that matter to you, hosted by the players who played for your team and the fans who eat, sleep, and breathe it. 32 diehard fan bases, 32 podcasts. The Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. BLEAV. Search Believe in, followed by your team on the SXM app, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the first phone calls that I had and I made yesterday after hearing the news was to this man who joins us now. Obviously, somebody who's been a big influence on me during the lifespan of this show, and somebody who's been instrumental in bringing the Briscoes on during the almost 14 years that this show has been on the air, and that's Kerry Silken. And Kerry, good morning. Sorry for your loss, and thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me on. Obviously, I wish it was under better circumstances. And I don't want to repeat all the obvious that you guys have touched on, but it's hard to talk about Jay without talking about Mark, because they were, you know, yes, they're brothers, but you know, they came together. But my experience with them, and this is, I never, ever had any negativity with these guys. You know, during my time as an owner of ROH and beyond that, it was just a pleasure. Always upbeat, nothing ever sour. They and I think of Jay and we would laugh. You know, I'd be able to get them to laugh and they'd make me laugh. And no matter what, there was just never a negative moment with these with Jay. And I mean, I was not involved with the very first Ring of Honor show. But Tommy, you guys know this, Mark wasn't young enough. Mark was too young to wrestle in Pennsylvania at the time. So Jay was on the first Ring of Honor show. And by the time I was fully involved, they had established themselves. And correct me if I'm wrong, but they established themselves very quickly.
Yes.
As far as, you know, being a great force in wrestling and Ring of Honor. And we just had a lot of fun. We were doing a show in Philadelphia one time. We couldn't get the arena and we couldn't get we ran those shows at the Armory on Route 1. So we had to run a show in a Ramada hotel near the airport with a very low ceiling. And I don't remember who was wrestling Briscoes, but the ceiling was low and there was a beam. And Jay, coming off the top rope, I thought he killed himself. He hit his head on the beam, The match went on. When the match was over, I ran up to him and he said, "Boss man, it's only my head." And that's what he always referred to me as, even up to the last time I spoke to him and the last time I saw him, he would call me boss man. And what a wonderful guy.
Absolutely, he was.
And Kerry, I think that's something that we want to come across today, because you just said it. You know, I never heard anybody have a bad word to say about Jay Briscoe and or the Briscoes in general, but Jay. And I wanted to get you on because you're somebody, you know, Kerry, for those who don't know, you are somebody who likes to give flowers. You know, you're somebody that is, and there's very few people like you, which is unfortunate. I think more people need to be like this, that doesn't hesitate to pick up the phone and call somebody. And, you know, go ahead.
It's important. And I'm glad Mickey touched on that also. We need to keep in touch with each other and not the shallow texting, which, and I'm a co-conspirator to it also, but we need to reach out to each other. Tommy was talking about the family. You all were talking about their family. And it's funny, if you think back to it, in the beginning, it was Papa Briscoe or Mama Briscoe coming with them to a show most of the time. Then they got married. Then the babies were coming. Then the children were coming. And before you know it, within 10 years, there was like 40, you could always count on, if the house wasn't good, you could always count on 40 or 50 Briscoes and friends being at the show. And it's true. These guys, I don't know. I just have good memories, and I'm not talking about the wrestling. As wrestlers, they're incredible, incredible, and so real, you know. And people that the Busted Open Nation has to understand, and you guys have expressed this already. This, what you got with them, was, you know, that was them. This was no character. You know, they were the real McCoy. And I think that's one of the things that's missing these days. What do you think, Tommy?
Authenticity.
Yeah. I thought you were going to follow up, Mickey. Sorry.
No, they were so authentic. Yeah. No, I didn't want to step on your question, but I was like, yeah, they were so authentic. Like it was so authentic, because it is exactly who they are, you know?
Yep. And Kerry, you knew them when they were dem boys, and boys as in because they were so young. Same with myself. And we watched them grow. You were a big part of, you know, you put out there, you lost your son because if it wasn't for you and, you know, you funding Ring of Honor, those guys wouldn't have had that platform and made them what they are today. But the behind the scenes, like I said, man, and you saw it from a lot of people, like they were the first people to open, made me feel welcome in Ring of Honor. First people, you know, and you just keep on reading all these things, like stuff that I didn't know or even that I've just forgot. Oh, wow. Those people were in Ring of Honor, but they were the staples there, you know, and they were there from day one till day zero. And their body of work will speak for itself. But the people that were also, you know, and people are sharing these stories, or, you know, when callers are calling in about, you know, they were so endearing to us at meet and greets. I couldn't believe, like I said, the lines they would have at these meet and greets, just because of how hot of an act that they were, as well as, you know, Ring of Honor didn't let them do a lot of stuff because they were under contract to Ring of Honor. I remember when they did, and fans just sent it to me, my House of Hardcore show. They attacked me and Bully, and we were going to go that route of having a tag match, 2017-ish. And I remember walking up to them after the show, and I handed them envelopes, and Jay was like, "Nah, man, we're good. We didn't do anything." I said, "Dude, you did. You traveled here, and I'm paying you." And he goes, "Nah." And I said, "Listen, never turn down money, and you're helping me build something." And then he was like, "All right." And, you know, but the fact that him and his brother were just going to take that for free. And I, you know, I would not want people to do that. But the fact that they were, and like also like told me that they didn't want to get paid. And they're like, "Nah, man, that was cool. That was cool shit." And I was just like, "Well, just take this. It's not a lot, but please take this, and we're going to do future business with each other." And, you know, and it worked, and it helped. But just trying to tell you the men that, you know, they are. So and that's what Carrie's doing. And, you know, again, through the goodness of social media, when these things happen, you hear all great stories about the person. And the biggest thing that everyone kept saying is like, "Family man." And then you hear that his kids are in the accident, even his wife, he would want you to pray for his family. So that's how unselfish he is. So that's why we keep reiterating this stuff. And
yeah, the family thing is so important. You know, I was talking about the evolution of them coming to the shows, and as time went on, they had a motor home. And I remember one time, it was 2008 WrestleMania in Orlando, and the whole Briscoe crew came down, you know, they came come on vacation, right? And I'm down there with Larry Sweeney, Jigsaw, Roderick Strong has a party at his house. This is in the era, Dave, of Rock Band. And it's all of us, including the Briscoe family. Now, as we know, WrestleMania sort of coincides with the NCAA basketball Final Four, right? So we're in Roderick Strong's studio apartment, 12, 14 people, and the drinking is heavy, to say the least. And all of a sudden, Papa Briscoe and Mark and Jay start slapping each other on the back, yelling out, "Tar Heels." What's that, the North Carolina team?
Yes. Yep.
Right? And it was like, now mind you, the game was not on. It was either later that night or the next day. And this was like a 1 hour, like, "Tar Heels." Back and forth. They just had fun. They had so much fun. And this lasted through the whole time I knew them. During the time in like 2017, when before AEW and Cody and the Bucks act was hot and Ring of Honor was, you know, doing well at that time, we had a really good house in Baltimore. And during the show, I'm walking through the concourse. There was a good match on, so there were very few people. And Papa Briscoe is also in the concourse. Like, in other words, we're coming at each other from like 100 feet away. And did you ever hug Papa Briscoe? I mean, I wouldn't want to mess with him, but it's like he grabs me and he goes, "Boss," he goes, "you see all that out there?" Now, this is 5, 6, 7 years after I sold the company. He goes, "That's all you. That's all you." And it was that, you know, the family was so important. I can't imagine what they're going through. But let's hope the best for his daughters. And they're just wonderful people. And Jay, I love you, man.
You know, Carrie, I want to thank you for coming on with us this morning just to share some of those stories, just to put a smile on our face on such a tough day. And hey, you mentioned Ring of Honor at that time, like Larry Sweeney, you know, who's passed, who's been gone now for what, over a decade now, you know, Larry Sweeney's been gone. And again, some of these names that, you know, we got to remember as time goes on, and remember the good times and remember those stories, keep them alive, you know, with your thoughts and with stories, because that's what's important. You know, Gary, as you get older, and me at 51 years old, shit starts breaking down, and you start thinking about your own life and what effect that you have. And you know, one of my biggest fears is that, you know, once I'm gone, you know, is there going to be anybody that's going to talk about me when I'm gone? Is my memories, you know, will I live on once I'm gone? And, you know, Jay Briscoe is not somebody who's going to have to worry about that. You know, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years down the road, you know, people will be speaking his name. People will remember him. People will be watching his matches. There'll be people that, like our fans today, that are going to share stories about interactions that they had with them after shows or before shows. Like, you know, his memory and his legacy will live on far after, you know, what took place yesterday. And that's a blessing. And the fact that he left such a positive effect on people, because that's what's important.
Who's ever complained about him? Show me someone. I don't know.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast, here to tell you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
Somebody I know who's extremely close to the Briscoe family, obviously, our very own Bully Ray, who's interviewed the Briscoe many times and had many moments to share in and out of the ring, and we bring him in now. Bully, thanks for joining the show today, and I know it's been a tough evening for you, and I'm sure it's a tough day for you as well.
Well, as tough as it was last night to get the news, as tough as it is today, it's not nearly as tough as it is for the entire Briscoe family. You know, Jay's wife and kids and his mom and dad, and you know, especially Mark, his brother. And I haven't been able to listen to the show this morning, but I think the wrestling community really needs to come around Mark Briscoe and, you know, to help raise him up and, you know, remind him of how much we care about him. Because, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, Jay's untimely passing this morning. And Mark and Jay were connected at the hip. I mean, these brothers, you know, did everything together, whether it was in a professional wrestling ring or in real life. I remember seeing them at shows and, you know, seeing how close both family units were and how all the children played together and got along together kind of reminded me of how it was for me growing up with all my aunts and uncles and my cousins. And it was great to see that the Briscoes had those old school family values that they still instilled in their children, and mom and dad passed it down. So we're obviously mourning the death of Jay Briscoe, but we gotta be there for Mark, because it's going to be very difficult for Mark to carry on right now, at least in my opinion. And I hope that people remember that Mark is still with us, and he's going to need a lot of help along the way. But my condolences to the entire Briscoe family. It's never easy for a mom and a dad to lose a child. And that's what happened. Not only did a mom and a dad lose a child, but you know, children lost a dad, and a wife lost a husband, and we all lost a friend and a great performer in Jay Briscoe.
Yeah, and Bully, this morning, you know, as you know, the nation has come out, you know, wall-to-wall calls all morning. But not one person, and not anyone is talking about what he accomplished in the ring. It's all about him as a man, him as a friend, how he treated other fans. And, you know, unfortunately, his two daughters were in the car. You know, one is in stable condition. One is really fighting right now. And, you know, we talked about being there for you know, his wife and for his brother. And, you know, it's been a very, very tough morning. It's been a very emotional morning, Bully. And I know for you, it's a friend that you lost today. And it's a very difficult show to do. And it's been a very emotional show. But, you know, a lot of loss that we're talking about this morning, unfortunately.
Entirely too much loss. And we've been dealing with a lot of loss in the wrestling business over the past couple of months, whether that was losing Don West or Bob Mulrin, the photographer, people that I would, you know, I knew well or worked with over time. And, you know, when it comes to Jay, you know, who cares really about what went on in a wrestling ring at this stage of the game? It's all about, you know, him as a family man. And I'm hoping that his daughter, both daughters, pull through. You said one is stable and one is fighting with everything she has. You know, the minute I got to Ring of Honor, Dave, the very first thing I said to the creative team there and to ownership there is I want to work with the Briscoes. I don't care what it is. I wanted to be a part of whatever they were doing because I had heard so much about Mark and Jay, and I respected them so much, and I truly believe they were the best team on the planet that never really got the same opportunities that guys like, you know, me and Devon would have got. You know, they were diehard Ring of Honor lifers who were just recently getting a taste of something bigger and better. You know, with the AEW merger of Ring of Honor and Tony buying out Ring of Honor. But other than that, man, always fun to be around, always laughing, having a good time, handshake, a hug, talking about family. I was at a restaurant last night, and I was with some family and friends. And, you know, as we all do, you know, you get a minute to kind of click on the old Twitter machine to see what's going on. And when you see that name trending, man, you think the worst. And unfortunately, this was the worst. And I was pretty tore up for a little while there about this because you don't expect a young man, a man's man, a tough man like a Jay Briscoe to be with us 1 minute and then be gone the next. This is a really, really devastating one, I think, for everybody in the wrestling business because him and his brother are so loved. And personally for me, because I really, really like these guys. And, you know, all BS aside, Tommy can tell you, I don't really, really like a lot of people in pro wrestling, but I really like Mark and Jay, and I appreciated working with them so much and just having the time to share a locker room with them. You know, I was fortunate enough to be the Ring of Honor six-man champions with them and just spend some time, you know, working with them. And I'm sure Tommy, I don't know if Tommy told you the story. I tried to lighten the mood just a little bit today of when we worked with the Briscoes at the Hammerstein, and we were having this ultra serious hardcore match, and then me and Tommy wanted to break out lightsabers, and just looking at the looks on Mark and Jay's face when me and Tommy suggested using lightsabers, and they were consummate professionals, and they tried so hard to say no that they didn't want to do it, but it wasn't possible. I'll never forget that story and seeing the look on Jay's face, who's, you know, to me, who was always the more serious of the two brothers. And this, he kind of had that bitter beer face, like, Bubba, Tommy, I'm just not sure about that. But he didn't want to be disrespectful to me and Tommy. And I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss him a lot.
If you remember, he came in three different times and like we were going over everything. And that was just like that was the tip of the iceberg. And then the final one, he was like, I just don't know. And you're like, trust me, it'll be okay. It'll be good. He's like, Mark, what do you think? He's like, well, my brother. And it was just this nonstop back and forth of, we really don't want to do it, but we're trusting you guys. But is there anything we could else do that? Like anything else? And then, yes. And even like when you, I said, when your lightsaber didn't work and you go to me, you broke my dinghy. And there was a middle like of this hardcore war and just their faces like it was like, oh, I told you guys this wouldn't work. And then meanwhile, at the end, when it was all said and done, you know, their hugs and we crushed it that night. And then they were like, man, that was good. That was good. And, you know, it was just it was a very, very memorable evening for both of us. But
I came across. Yeah, that was a great evening. I came across a picture last night of myself along with Mark and Jay, Matt and Jeff, and Matt and Nick, the Young Bucks, the Hardys, the Briscoes, and myself. I'm going to post it to social media probably once I get off this call. Just one of my favorite pictures. Just with a bunch of tag team guys, you know, who, you know, all those guys, legitimate brothers. And, I keep going back to Mark. I really do. And I'm going to try to call him later today. Wrestling community has to show all of their love and support for Mark Briscoe right now. I understand, you know, about Jay's family and everything, but just imagine how, you know, Mark is feeling, his brother and his partner, the guy that he could always rely on to be there. I mean, I know what it's like with me and Devon. I can't even fathom what, like, Mark Briscoe is feeling right now, and that wrestling community has to come together for him.
Yeah, and you know, today is Mark's birthday, and I'm sure from now forward, when the date on the calendar falls on his birthday, this is the first thing that's going to come to mind is his brother and what happened that day. And you know, like, you know, we think of holidays and birthdays, you know, as such a celebration. But like when it comes to somebody this close that you lose, you know, those days can be the toughest of days. You know, those holidays and those birthdays can be so tough. And, you know, and Mickey was just talking about it before, Bully, like what you're saying right now, it doesn't end today. It's gotta be moving forward. Like, you got to always remember this family and what they're going through, because this hurt and this pain and this struggle is going to go well past, you know, when we sign off today at the end of this show.
There is no doubt. And this is just another reminder of something that we've talked about before, Dave. You know, I've always wondered what it would be like if somebody walked up to you and tapped you on the shoulder and said, you got 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
What would you do? What would you say? Who would you call? Who would you hug? Who would you kiss? You know, we're all, you know, all of us are on our, you know, you never know when it's your last year or your last month or your last week or your last day. What if you were living your last 5 minutes, and we're all going to eventually live our last 5 minutes? And, you know, unfortunately for Jay, it happened last night. You never know. This is just another reminder that, you know, whether it's your family, your friends, people in the wrestling business that you might like, love, respect, pick up the phone, say hello, tell people what you think about them. And I'm not talking about texting either. Pick up the phone and let somebody hear your voice. Let them hear the appreciation that you have for them. I constantly pick up the phone and tell people, hey, I thought you did a great job last night. It was good to see you, blah, blah, blah. And that's what people need to do, because you never know when you're going to turn around and you're going to find out that one of your family or friends or loved ones are not here anymore.
Bully, I know today's a tough day, and I appreciate you taking the time to call in and sharing these moments and memories and even a story to put a smile on our faces this morning. So thank you very much for doing that, and we appreciate you. We love you, and thanks for calling in this morning.
Love you guys. Talk to you later.
All right.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.